All right, everyone, ready to dive into something kind of wild. We're tackling blockchain today.
Always up for a little crypto chaos.
Right. And specifically, we're going deep on these things called transaction hashes. You know, they sound all techy and complicated, but they're actually kind of crucial, especially if you've ever,
Sent crypto and wondered where it vanished
Exactly. It's like
to?
proof it happened. Yeah. So we're using some stuff from Goblin's Cash, got some other bits of info. Let's break it down. First off, what even ISE, a transaction hash, in plain English?
Imagine like a fingerprint, but for digital cash, yeah.
Goblin's Cash calls it unique, like every single transaction ever gets its own.
And that's not an exaggeration. It's mathematically crazy unique, like finding the same grain of sand twice on a beach. That level.
Whoa, okay, so super unique, but why is that a big deal for blockchain?
That uniqueness, that's what makes blockchain like tamper-proof. It's all thanks to these things called,
Uh-oh, here come the big words.
don't worry, cryptographic hash functions.
Yeah.
But basically, imagine this. You change even one tiny thing of the transaction, even like one Satoshi, the tiniest bit of Bitcoin you can have.
It's like that butterfly effect thing.
Exactly. The
Yeah.
whole hash, the whole fingerprint changes completely. Impossible to mess with stuff without everyone noticing.
So we've got these super unique tamper-proof things, but how do we actually use them? Goblin's Cash mentioned these blockchain explorers.
Dude, those are like the detective's toolkit for crypto. Seriously.
Like Sherlock Holmes, but with digital magnifying
You
glasses.
got it. Websites like Smart Scout, there's Blockchair, bunch of them. You punch in the hash.
Sounds like magic.
It is kind of magical. You see who sent what, when, where it's recorded, everything. Public record of all this digital money flying around.
That's kind of wild when you think about it, but also kind of awesome. Goblin's Cash had some good tips, though, for us regular folks about these hashes.
Oh, yeah, they're important
Like
ones.
being super careful copying and pasting them, it's not the time to be messing up those long strings of numbers and letters, right?
One wrong character and poof, gone.
Yeah.
Like sending your pizza to the wrong address because you mistyped.
Oof, yeah. Not ideal, especially if that pizza was worth like thousands. But isn't it kind of common sense? Like, be careful with your stuff online.
Sure, but in the moment, you're rushing, maybe you're excited about a new NFT, it's easy to slip up. And that's when those little details really matter.
True, true. And speaking of details, Goblin's Cash was really big on who you share these hashes with, right?
Absolutely. The hash itself may look like gibberish, but if it's connected to other info you've shared, like say you take a screenshot of your digital wallet.
With your balance visible, or even worse, your seed phrase.
Exactly. Suddenly that gibberish is a key to your crypto kingdom, and not everyone has your best interests at heart.
It's like leaving your house key under the welcome mat. Sure, the mat itself isn't valuable, but the key unlocks something important. So these transaction hashes, they're important beyond just Goblin's Cash, right? I was reading some more, and it seems like the whole world of DeFi relies on them too, decentralized finance.
Oh, absolutely. Lending platforms, those decentralized exchanges, all that fun stuff, it all comes back to hashes.
DeFi can be intimidating, though.
It can, for sure. But that's where understanding hashes is like your superpower. They let you verify every transaction.
So no more blind trust. You can actually see what's going on with your money.
Exactly. Transparency and security, that's what makes blockchain and DeFi so powerful. And the humble hash is at the heart of it all.
So to wrap things up, transaction hashes, they're like our little trail of digital breadcrumbs in this crazy world of blockchain.
Leaving a trail of evidence that no one can erase.
Exactly. It's proof, it's verification, it's how you navigate this new financial frontier with hopefully a little more confidence. But here's a final thought. If these blockchains are all about being public, could someone technically just follow those breadcrumbs?
Ooh, you're thinking like a blockchain detective now.
Well, I am intrigued. If you can see every transaction, could you like map out the flow of money between different addresses?
Now, that is a question that'll keep you up at night.
It really does make you think about the whole transparency versus privacy thing, huh? That's some food for thought for you all. Until next time, happy exploring the blockchain.